Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Splendid. I'm very satisfied with these results, Pee-wee.
Me too, Vance. If we keep going at this rate, people will only have to buy one tomato a year.
We do not want to end up with a low potassium level.
Duh, Vance. You'd think I never went to agricultural junior college.
Sorry. Boy, I'm hungry. What are we doing for lunch?
Let me check my date book.
I'm starving.
Lunch with Winnie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica.
Oh, yeah.
Don and Mike.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, baby.
So I just, the phone is ringing during the commercials, and it's my kid, and it's that thing where I left the phone inside, and Rob brings the phone out, but by that time, he's already left me a voicemail.
Here, I'll just listen. Hold on. He's home now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got home late last night?
Yeah.
Did the all-day drive thing?
All-night drive. Here for 12 glorious days until that final semester happens.
Wow. Where'd the time go?
Oh, I know it's right. That's me calling.
Oh, okay.
Just wait for it to go to voicemail.
Leaving you a message, and has he been getting enough sleep?
He woke up around 2.
Okay, well, he drove all night, right?
Around 2 p.m. Yeah, so Cindy Lauper sings. Huh? He drove all night. Oh, come on, voicemail, please. Come on.
Howdy. I'm not here.
Please enter your password.
Aha. Poop.
Still? Main menu.
Always.
Listen to your messages. Press 1 to change your personal options.
5 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. First saved message.
Okay. Hey, Bob, it's not really important, but if you want to mention how much of a doofus your son is, or just so you know, or you can tell Janet. Oh, wait, never mind.
End of message.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Delete this message. Hold on. Press 7 to save it in the archive.
Hold on.
Message deleted. Next message.
I lost the number, and I have no cell phone reception, but my cell phone ate the number. I do not have the number. I repeat, I do not have the number.
I'll explain this.
Okay, I hope this isn't staticky for you.
End of message. To delete this message, you've pressed an incorrect key.
Oh, sorry,
to delete.
Okay.
Message deleted.
Here's what his original call was.
I'm a doofus.
He left the house and thought he grabbed his cell phone. Uh-huh. Then he realized that he didn't have his cell phone. He had one of the phones that we use at our house. And he called to say, like
a regular non-cell phone?
Right. Oh. And he called to say, just in case, when Janet gets home from work today, mm-hmm. she might wonder where the phone from the kitchen and also the phone from the den are.
Wow.
That's still ringing.
Oh, it's still ringing?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, that's because I did that thing. There you go. All right. So anyway, he's got in his car, he has two of the regular phones from our house.
Two of the house
Why
phones?
Two? He went out to his car and he said, I don't have my phone. Went into the house, grabbed the phone from the house, uh-huh. walked to his car, got in his car, and said, oh, it's the wrong phone. Left that phone in his car, went to the house, grabbed another one. They're like those Uniden phones.
Right.
Those little wireless ones that we have in the house.
Small enough to be confused with a cell phone?
I guess so.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't think so.
Grabbed the second one,
uh-huh.
got in his car, tried to make a phone call, uh-huh. realized he had the wrong phone, went back home, got his cell phone, and forgot to replace the two phones. So I said to him, This is the type of thing that will drive Janet, my girlfriend, crazy if she gets home and the phone's out there. You just call her and tell her. And he said, what's the number? And I've told him a million times, but he gave me I said the number, and as I was telling him, he was going, okay. Hence the call back where he said...
He doesn't have the number.
I don't have the number.
But at least he was able to call.
Yeah.
Because he did redial, right?
Yeah, I guess... Yeah, he called my number because he didn't...
Oh, he didn't have the house number.
He doesn't have Janet's cell number.
Oh, okay.
And this is day one.
Yeah.
Well, he's sleepy.
Yes, of course.
I just think it's...
He's sleepy because, you know, he drove all night.
You know, he'll be okay with those phones if he stays in the driveway. He could just use those phones.
I wonder how much range they would have. Not much.
I think you can take them... Yeah, right. Block. What was that, Rob? Yeah, you can go like a block
Remember
away
when I lived in McLean? I could take it up to the next street.
Well, it depends on the, you know, the type of phone.
Sure.
You know, it depends on. And
I had a very long wire.
I think the ones that I have had my, and I don't know whether they're Uniden or not, but I think they're Uniden. I have had them about as long as any household appliance. I have gone from house to house to house with mine.
A Uniden, I have a Uniden 5.8 gigahertz. It's the best phone I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
You got me the ones that I have.
And they're great too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great.
They're very durable.
However, I will just
say. Dropped one once in a glass of water.
I've dropped mine on the floor so many
well,
times.
That's true, she did, right?
She did. She came up to me, and we have like pint glasses, like you'd get a beer in.
Right.
And she said, look at this. And there was a glass of water with a phone in it.
And so as opposed to retrieving it from the water, she wanted you to see the phone in the water?
I said, what are you doing? And she said, I dropped this in the glass of water. I said, try if you can. You could never do that again. And why don't you think about taking it out?
Yeah. All I know is that he's like a pubic hair away from graduating college.
Right.
He's a grown man.
Sure.
Yet he's driving around with two phones. And he can't figure out how to call my girlfriend.
Well, this
she
is a theme with him. He's too rushed. He waits mm-hmm. till the last minute because that's why he had the whole thing with his wallet. That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's your theory on it?
No, absolutely. And I didn't even tell you.
Is it because he rushes to get out of the house?
The reason that he arrived at 6 a.m. this morning was because yesterday afternoon he spent, this is kind of ironic, he spent 4 hours at his house in Carolina because he had lost his cell phone.
Wow.
It took him 4 hours to find his cell phone. That's why his schedule was thrown off so much.
He's moving around too fast. That's what he's doing. He's waiting until the last minute. That's what's happening.
Why don't he just call it and listen for the ring?
He did. He told me that it was in between the cushions on a chair, but it had been there for 2 days, and the battery had gone dead.
Oh, I've lost my cell phone many times. I mean, many times.
Many times.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
Anyway, I love him, but God, what a doofus. I'm happy he's here, but he's right.
You got 12 days of that doofus.
What a doof. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
The Nicole Kidman flick you were talking about is a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ah, thank you.
It is a remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yes.
Called simply The Invasion this time.
Yes. There's my tip in.
So, was I correct?
You were.
Thank you.
I was wrong.
Thank you. No, I wasn't so much fault of you.
But I really didn't think it was. I saw a trailer for it, and I didn't see it. But I didn't also say that it wasn't.
Are they still going to have pods?
I haven't seen
that. That's the whole part of it, is to have pods with Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
The suds coming out of the pods?
Yeah. Do you remember, Invasion of the Body, my favorite part of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and I think this is in it, it's when a little dog runs up to the lady, and it's got a human face.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
Is that the one? It's like got a really, amazingly scary human face, too.
I believe he's so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, it's Jim Sorgi here.
Hey, boy, you sucked last night, dude.
Well, I mean, I may lack the physical talent and the mental capacity to be even an average quarterback in the NFL, but it's tough. The Colts have one of the biggest playbooks in the NFL. It's tough to hold that clipboard all game long.
I got news for you. Thank you. As someone who watches the Colts,
right?
It's always apparent, but God, if Peyton Manning ever gets a bloody nose, the Colts machine will grind down to another.
If he gets the bloody nose, it's because I gave it to him. I want to play, damn it.
Bye!
That's Jim Sorgi.
Jim Sorgi.
And the other
no relation to Teddy Bruschi.
The thing that was funny about that guy, Jim Sorgi, is he does everything just like Peyton Manning. You know all those retarded gyrations and pointing and touching his ass and licking and pointing?
Huh.
He does all that same crap.
Well, that's because he's got to be Peyton-like. He's got to be new and improved, babe.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, brother, how the hell are you? I'm Hulk Hogan.
Hi, Hulk.
Hey, man, let's go out tonight.
Where you want to go?
You really want to go out?
Serious. I want to take you out.
Well, it's Friday night. What better night to go out, Hulk?
Well, I could set you up with Hiro Matsuda, this Japanese guy.
That's good. We're both into gay sex with Japanese guys.
I want you to come up north next week.
I can do that. I can work that out.
I'm madly in love with you.
Well, I've always loved you, Hulk Hogan.
Wow, you're pretty quick for a big guy.
Thank you.
So, you want to be a wrestler?
With you, I do.
Who's got the largest arms in the world, brother?
Hulk Hogan does, sir.
You're embarrassing me running around like an idiot in your trunks.
Well, I'm just saying I love you, Hulk. Come on.
What gives you the right to be part of this?
Why is this going south? I was talking about how much I love you.
You can't do this. You work for me.
Excuse me. Are you speaking to Mike O'Mara? Do you want Mike O'Mara in a manly way?
I apologize. I was a real horse's ass.
You were. You were, and I'm really offended.
My head was huge, all right.
What? Repeat that, please, Hulk.
My head was huge, all right.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Hulk, are you making some popcorn?
So you think you're a tough guy?
He's turned on you now. He's challenging you.
Is Lady Elaine there?
Hey, man, I've been training for a year, and now I think I'm bigger than you are.
Hey, man, I'd love to bang your daughter. She's hot on that show.
But it won't be today, brother.
Why is that? Are you there right now? Are you doing that right now?
Let's do it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Together.
No. I disapprove. Both of you, stop this. Stop this insanity.
I'll break you in half like a little toothpick.
Hey, look, man, I don't want to fight with you, but I don't believe in the whole incest is best thing, Hulk.
I pity the fool. I pity your mama. I pity your mama's fool.
Hey, I don't know where you're going with that, man, but I don't like you talking down to me, man.
If we were in a real street fight and you ever got close enough to hit me, it would be all over.
I tell you what, Hulk, I don't want to talk about hitting you. I just want to talk about hitting on your daughter.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Hey, yeah. Now he's falling in love with you.
Would you be gay? Would you be gay with me?
Please shut up.
Oh, I guess that's a no. Should I ask him?
Go ahead.
Hulk, would you like to be gay with me?
Yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, you're a tease. You're a C-tease.
And I have a new boyfriend.
You want to dance with a nature boy? You want to make some serious money, brother?
I do, man. Let's go on a whirlwind cruise, Hulk.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You
don't,
and me.
Don't just look at it. Eat it.
$10,000.
Yeah, I like all the money you got, Hulk Hogan. It will be wonderful.
How soon can you start?
Tomorrow, Saturday. Let's go out to the park.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. I love you, Hulk.
Those are my shirts. I've got a right to sell them.
What do you mean, your shirts? I know that. I'm not going to steal anything from you.
Try to stop me from hitting you.
I don't believe in the whole tough love thing. I mean, Carrie Spiewak told me about that.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Oh, good.
Get an engagement ring, and hopefully you'll think about moving to Minnesota.
I'll give it some very serious thought.
Would you move to Minnesota so we can get married there the first chance we get?
Yes. Yes, I would, Hulk.
We're going to piss off a lot of people who want to see us wrestle.
I know, but I'd rather marry you.
I'm going to be there tomorrow, and I'm going to work out with you. I want to show you a few things.
You know?
Like what? Like your bong?
You've made me a happy man, Hulk Hogan.
Sure, no problem.
You're a great guy. I look forward to moving to Minnesota with you.
Oh.
What?
Bang, splat, real fast.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. That'll really work.
Now he's confusing me. I'm not sure what he's talking about. I'm just excited about moving to his house and getting married to him in Minnesota.
Are you thinking about marrying Mike?
I guess I blew that one.
Well, no, you didn't blow anything. I'm really looking forward to it. I want to come up to your house in Minnesota, and I want to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's go.
Okay. I'm there. I'm glad that's the plan again, and we'll work out together.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I'm as excited as you.
Think, brother.
What's
you're
that?
The boss.
Why? I mean, start again, Hulk. I'm sorry. You were too quick there.
Okay. Whatever you think, brother. You're the boss.
Oh, I am the boss.
You know, Hulk, do you know Mike's a fan of ass play?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know it is. I bet you're as excited as I am.
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
The Red Onion it is. And you know how that onion got red, don't you?
I'm madly in love with you.
I'm madly in love with you, Hulkster.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong. Does he seem a little bipolar to you?
I think he's like that guy in American Beauty. He's like that homophobe on the outside, pure homosexual on the inside.
One time he's saying he loves me, and then the next time he's saying he wants to hit me.
Next time we'll get the rest of you stupid fools.
Okay, Hulk.
I look forward to it.
Stop me from hitting you.
I don't want you to hit me.
No such luck.
Is it possible that you could just make sweet love to Mike?
Yeah.
What?
Could you just make sweet love to Mike?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Lots of lovemaking, no hitting.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend, my new friend, my BB, my butt buddy.
Then what?
Then cuddling. Cuddling, and I'll fly back from Minnesota.
Hey, man, I've been training for a year, and now I think I'm bigger than you are.
Well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see, aren't we, Hulk?
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Wow. And I, you. I'll call Carla right during the break, and I'll tell her what's going on.
This could be a problem.
No, don't worry. I'll handle that. She'll understand. You're Hulk frickin' Hogan.
Now get mad and start talking.
Hey, Hulk, can you ever envision a time when Mike will be the pitcher and you will be the catcher?
Yeah, hell yeah, let's go.
Fantastic. Yeah, hey, Hulk, one question. Let's meet at that restaurant. What's that restaurant we like so bad? That's where I want to meet you.
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'll see you there, Hulk.
All right, Hulk.
You take care, you big hunk of man, you. I'm really looking forward to our marriage.
My head was huge, all right.
Was it? Yeah, mine is too.
What do you think?
I think it's a match made in heaven, and I know you're bigger than me, and I want to see you.
Uh-uh, brother. Well, I can set you up with Hiro Matsuda, this Japanese guy.
Well, if he wants to come along, but I mean, I'm going to Minnesota to see how much bigger you are than me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Is that okay? We'll meet, I wrote that, well, I didn't write it down. We'll meet at that restaurant.
What's that restaurant?
What the hell is it?
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
The Red Onion. That's it. The Red Onion. We'll be there.
Oh, yes, I do.
You know what Mike likes at a joint like that? Mike likes just to have a quickie in the car, then go inside and eat.
We can do that. Does that sound okay to you, Holt? Do you want to do that?
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That'll really work.
Good. Yeah. Good. He sounded just a little sarcastic there. I don't know if I should be nervous about that. But can I tell you something, Hulk? I love you. I'll say it. I love you.
Oh. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. Isn't there anything you want to say to me?
What gives you the right to be part of this?
Hey, is he teasing me? This is really starting to disturb me.
Are you asking Mike to be your gay husband or not? Yes or no? Okay,
good.
Then.
All right. That's all I need to know.
Seal the deal.
Confusing. We will, we'll do it, and I'll let you know what happens in Minnesota this weekend right after we meet at that restaurant.
What is that restaurant?
Let's meet at the Red Onion at 7 o'clock.
That's good. All right. Bye, Hulkster.
Bye, Hulk.
Uh-uh, brother.
No, yeah. Really, we got to
break. And you might want to get a bye-bye tape for the next time.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Got it. Good one.
Good one.
Wow.
Okay, when we come back, we'll start the tattooing.
Oh, good tattoo time.
Of Matt the Ass, Matthew Haight, and while that's going on, I believe they have a project for Buzz.
Ah, yeah. Very good.
We'll occupy Buzz's time as well.
Right. Wonderful.
You're lovely.
Oh, hold on. I thought that was Al Roker type.
Oh, everything's upside down.
Oh, you changed that one up on me.
Everything old is new again.
Took out the Roker tape because it's cooler today.
Oh, but it's still hot.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Yes. Yeah. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
You all right, Buzz? Pleasantly dizzy.
All right, you're going to be in the next segment. Stand by.
This is the Don and Mike Show.